All right, let's see what I do. All right, more or less like first month, you call them. You know, say, where's the payment? And say, well, we're getting in, or we hadn't got it in, or this, that, and the other one. You know, weather's been bad, ain't able to work, and all this junk. So, second month, supposed to call them some more, anytime you want to. Go out to the house, check the condition of the house. You know, don't let them know it.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, you know, you don't really go all through the house. You just, you know, get a general idea whether the house is being kept up or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, interview them, find out who they owe besides us. And then you try to make a decision. Then you try to find out why they're behind. And you try to figure out what should you let them catch up, or how you should let them catch up. They deserve a chance. How their past record might have been. I mean, usually when you call, if you call around and want to get a credit check on somebody, and usually, I mean, I've had them call down there and ask me about somebody, and right off I could tell you that everything there is about them.
Mm.
Because I've had to deal with them so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, right off the bat, I didn't even have to go look them up, didn't have to do nothing, because I knew what they were like. I mean, I mean, that kind of people. You mm-hmm. know, a lot of them are chronic, same people.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third month, I'd go out the house and I'd, you know, I'd let them know that, you know, we're fixing to start recommendation on foreclosure. But see, the farther you get, the harder it's going to be for you to catch up,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, because you can only give them so much time to catch up.
Yeah.
So, we'd, you know, then I'd fool with them. I'd go out there and I'd have to fool with people, you know, cussing, call me up, cuss me out. Ignorant people that I have to witness their marks, you know, can't read or write. You know, the people in the household that can read can't. I mean, they can't even, you know, I mean, I would send them form letters. They'll say, I got a letter. I don't know what it means. I say, can you read it? She said, no, but I'll get my son or daughter. So they'll get in there. I'm talking about, you know, grown sons and daughters or kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, high school. You know, I said, well, read the letter to me. You know, if I can just see how the letter starts, I've already sent out enough, I know which one they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll start reading it. So I'll let them go ahead and finish the letter if they like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go to finish the letter and they'll, I bet they'll miss words like was, if, when, you know, words you wouldn't imagine the better words now, they mm-hmm. just won't get them. So, you know, and then I have to deal with people that make good money, just don't pay their bills, you know, mm-hmm. or they people that get in ruts, like they'll pay 1 month this bill and next month try to catch up on the ones they let go, and one excuse after another, catch them in lies all the time. You know, I'll be talking to one, I said, well, you told me this, well, if this was this, then how can you say that, you know? And I mean, you just told me this, you know, well, mm-hmm. tell me something, you know, that, you know, what is what? And all, and I had people call up and come beat me up, and all. I had like Mrs. Green down there on Green Street. I think her first name was Green. On Green Street, she'd call me up. She sent in a payment, and it got lost, but it was a money order she sent. So I told her to check with the post office, have them stop payment on it, or run a tracer on it, see mm-hmm. what happened to it. You know, and then, you know, if that takes 30 days, if they don't find it, they'll reissue her a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So every day for a month. I mean, for, not month, for, you know, day after day, she'd call. Won't know if we receive, you know. I told her if we receive it, I promise I'd call her, you know. Now, she went on. She'd tell me how bad she was. Like, she chased a doctor down up to North Carolina, I think, because he cheated her on some money. Probably didn't, but she thought he did.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to kill him, you know. She told me how people didn't let her out of the house because she was bad and all. I think she's trying to scare me or tell me she wasn't going to take nothing off nobody. And on and on and on, you know. And I could actually lay the phone down. Pick it up at any time, and she had never broke stride in talking. I'm serious. You could talk while she was talking. She did not shut up. All this. Finally, after about a week and a half of this, I just, she's on the